The Money Show
with Bruce Whitfield on 702.
702.
I suspect Danae is on the floor right now, but that's fine. Did you notice higher than usual traffic volumes today? Certainly, I've been driving all through the different stages of lockdown. Today was by far the busiest day that I have seen since the end of March. I can only ascribe it to Black Friday. I suspect, however, it was quieter today than in previous years. Ozow. Why can't people make fintech companies with names that everybody can pronounce? Dan Buntman. Dan is the head of compliance and strategy at
Ozow.
Now I know how to pronounce
amazing.
It. There
Ozow
we go. Ozow, amazing. Was it amazing? Was
Ozow
it a good day?
It was an excellent day. Thank you.
Tell me how you chart whether it was an excellent day or not.
So there's a huge excitement in our world for Black Friday, as you would expect. But one of the main measures is Black Friday to Black Friday. We do see a ramp up during the month into Black Friday, but huge improvement this month, this Black Friday over last year.
When you're saying, yeah? Sorry to interrupt, but I mean you're talking online online purchases only, not real world physical purchases, but digital purchases only in the internet environment, or is this broader than that?
It's largely e-commerce. Most of our, although we have physical retailers, most of it we're talking about here is e-commerce.
Okay, so is it much, much bigger this year because you've been in business for the last 5 years and each year you get more and more customers and so you're growing, or is there a real increase in volumes?
There's definitely a real increase in volume. So a real increase in volume started with lockdown that you mentioned earlier. A migration onto digital channels, an increase of online shoppers definitely is seen. But also today, a specific increase. I'd say we probably are going to double the performance of last year.
That's astonishing. I mean, again, does it talk to you about a permanent shift in habits, or what is it telling you?
I think there's definitely a permanent shift in habits. In 2015, there were about 16 million online shoppers in South Africa. This year, we expect about 23 million, and next year, up to 25 million. It's undoubtedly the way things are going.
And where is the money being spent? I mean, have you been able to analyze the data sufficiently yet as to give us an indication as to where money went?
So we haven't analyzed today, but I can tell you again, the majority is e-commerce. Some of it is online gaming platforms, but the majority is e-commerce and purchases.
Is it, and again, do we don't know whether it's, you know, electronic goods. We don't know whether or not it's groceries, whether people are taking advantage of big grocery specials on the day, stocking up for the Christmas season. Is there any way of telling?
So in our space, we can definitely tell you it's across the board from big box retailers who did our largest individual transaction of 570,000 grand to all the main e-commerce platforms like Superbalist, Takealot, the household names.
And by and large, did digital platforms hold up in previous years? Had a propensity to fall over. I think what we've learned, if we've learned nothing else in lockdown, and that is, you know, if you're not operating a solid digital platform, if you don't have a solid digital presence and it does fall over, you're going to get eaten for breakfast, lunch and supper.
So definitely the platforms struggle every year. I'm proud to say that Ozow did not go down. We consistently managed about 600 concurrent transactions through the day. Some of the platforms like 3D Secure went down here and there. But I think on the whole, everyone has been building up preparation over the last many years to make sure that this works for consumers.
When you say you're talking about 600 concurrent transactions, how big a deal is that?
I think it's quite a big deal. This is not from memory. I think credit cards is in the thousands concurrent per every, you know, for every second. So we're in that realm. And for us, it's a big deal that we make sure we have the capacity, whether it's two current transactions, today 600, and at our peak, it's sometimes over 2,000.
How are you looking now at the Christmas season? Because there's quite a lot of concern that this is going to steal the march on the Christmas season. And actually, the Christmas season, which traditionally is retail's biggest moment in the sun, is going to suffer. I mean, based on what you're seeing today and what you saw last year versus, you know, Christmas versus Black Friday, what are you anticipating now to happen around the Christmas season?
I think that's quite a tough one. December will be a make or break. It's been a tough year, but we've definitely seen a ramp up throughout November as many of the retailers have turned Black Friday into Black November. And we've seen significant ramping up of volume and value through the month. In fact, on Ozo, this is our first month where we've done R1 billion worth of value.
That's big.
Yeah, we're quite proud. Our first R1 billion of value took 2 years and 9 months, and the most recent took 26 days.
That gives you a sense of the scale. Thank you, Dan. Dan Buntman is the head of compliance and strategy at Ozo. Ozo amazing. Now you know. Thank you, Dan, very much indeed. These are the guys that operate in the background of your transactions. You don't even know that they're there, but they are keeping a very close eye on you to see what it is that you're up to and how you're spending your money.